Many of you know that I was part of a team of Alpha Course speakers to Sierra Leone in April. We've all had quite a ride through the journey of preparing for the trip, getting there, and the time spent in West Africa. Thank you for all your prayers and support. Today we're going to combine our journey with that of the people of Judah, and we'll notice a lot of similarities. In Lamentations, Jeremiah and his people are grieving over the destruction of Jerusalem by the Babylonian armies. Many of the people have been forced into exile. They don't know what's happening next. They are scattered all over the place. Where is the center of their faith? What went wrong? Did they really bring all of this on themselves by not faithfully following God? Well, yes, but there is more to the story. Let's look at Psalm 137, which I'm sure the baby boomers here will remember through the Boney M. song, By the Rivers of Babylon. By the rivers of Babylon, oh, we sat down, oh, we wept when we remembered Zion. These people also felt abandoned. They didn't have any hope of getting back home. They were so distressed they weren't thinking right when they hoped that God would dash Babylonian babies against the rocks. They wanted someone to blame. You know how easy it is to find someone else to blame, right? It's easy to do that, whether it's our fault or not. But then Jesus did remind us in Matthew 5, verse 45, that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. Sometimes things just happen. This is what it was like for us when we were about to fly towards Sierra Leone. 2 days before our flight to London, the Icelandic volcano erupted. It spewed ash all over the Atlantic flight plan area. I had many of you pray hard about that. All our flights were cancelled. 3 of us were left stranded in Montreal and had to be picked up. Tony and I went back to Montreal to try to negotiate a different route. After 2 days, we were unsuccessful. I have to be honest, I was almost embarrassed to come to church that Sunday, since I just didn't know what to say. I didn't have any answers. I didn't know what God would do, yet I did receive a promise through the Holy Spirit while we were in the Montreal airport. I was reminded of the Joel 2:25 scripture of restoring the years the locust has eaten. Only years were days, and the locust cloud was the volcanic ash. It was a matter of trust. It was a matter of God's faithfulness to his promise to our mission in Sierra Leone. But I did have an hour of lament that Sunday afternoon before Tony and I went back to Montreal. I just needed that 1 hour to cry out to God, "Where are you? What do I do now?" After that hour, I decided that it was time to trust God again. I believed that he would direct us to Africa in some way. Our efforts in Montreal did not work out, but I was reminded of another route that a professional travel agent had worked out for us. Sure, it was twice the price and took 3 days, but it was a sure thing. It also was far less iffy than the $7,000 journey that we were quoted by our original airline. The Apostle Paul's encouragement to Timothy also encouraged him to be faithful to his call. He speaks the same thing to you and me. We can be faithful to him in our daily lives. In the King James Version, verse 7 of this reading jumps right off the page. Paul says, "God does not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind." Sound mind. Sounds like someone at peace, doesn't it? Sounds like someone trusting God to carry them through great difficulties. Sounds like someone who has let go of their fear. And maybe we should too. Well, as you know, God was indeed faithful and got us to Sierra Leone. We were late, but with internet technology, they could play many of our talks before we arrived in Freetown. We got there 4 days late, but by God's grace, we made it. Then God carried us through the intense heat and crazy schedule. Even in Luke's gospel, Jesus reminds us that our work is to use even the small faith we have to work for him. He says, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you." I've learned that faith is an active thing. You have to develop it like a muscle. Now, I'm not that great on exercise, but Lorna and I like to go out on lunch hour walks. If we don't walk as often, it always tires me out walking up that hill to McCurdy Drive from the church. But when Lorna and I do walk more often, we can handle the walk without sore leg muscles. It's the same with faith. It was my work to trust that God would get us to Sierra Leone to have that faith. Now, faith is a funny thing. It grows when you connect it corporately with each other, and it grows even more when it's connected with God's faith. God's faith, you ask? What do you mean by that? Well, we sing songs all the time about God's faithfulness. We thank Him for being good to us. He is reliable. In fact, believing in God for this whole mission increased the faith of all four of us who went overseas. It increased the faith of the people who prayed over us. God got me through the Washington, D.C. trip for our visas despite snowstorms. He got us faithfully to Sierra Leone, despite the biggest disruption to air traffic since World War II, except for 9/11. He got me through a visit to the women in a West African prison where I could not lean on Tony like I do in other prison ministry. He got me through an afternoon of near heat stroke when we first arrived. And best of all, he got me through a time where I became really sick before the trip. I had a simple medical matter and was given sulfa drugs. I reacted very badly to them. Tony took me to Carlton Place Hospital twice for treatment. It took a lot of medical care and prayer to get me through that week. During that time, Tony contacted Joseph, the Sierra Leone Alpha director. Joseph emailed that he had people praying for me. He asked Tony to read a scripture over me of how big and faithful God is. When Tony read over me, deep inside, I began singing a little song about God being big. I was still in pain, but I had hope. When I shared this story with my friend Allison, she shared with me a wonderful song. The song, Great Big God, shares of God's faithfulness. That song became the theme song of the mission. Tony and I introduced it to delegates at the Alpha conferences. I sang it for the women in the prison, and everyone loved it. They were singing it on their own, and young girls asked continually when we could sing that song again. We changed the lyrics to suit their culture, but this song really speaks to us all. It reminds us that God, in His faithfulness, will carry us. He's very able to do so. He will carry us when we need to grieve like the Judeans. He will carry us when we need encouragement like Timothy. He will carry us whenever we wonder where our faith will take us. It's His promise to us. That song is also on our Sierra Leone trip DVD. I have a few copies of that available on hand, but I'll sing you that song right now so you can experience a bit of our story. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and He holds us in His hands. He's higher than a skyscraper, and He's deeper than a submarine. He's wider than the universe, and beyond my wildest dreams. He's known me, and He's loved me, since before the world began. How wonderful to be a part of God's amazing plan. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and He holds us in His hands. So, my friends, remember what I've learned. Let God carry you, for God is faithful. He will carry you through grief, work, play, travel, and the lot. Trust Him. He won't let you down.